on my shirt. You feel okay?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. Thank you for sharing at least 30 minutes of your time with me this morning, each and every daily morning, unless I schedule an evening show like I did yesterday of my interview with Miss Sheila Ramsey, who will be traveling along with Mr. Denise Lewis to L.A. this weekend to participate within the Opera Works Advanced Artist Program. So I hope you enjoyed that interview. If you missed it live, then you can visit my profile at blogtalkradio.com. Culture Shock Entertainment hyphen Beth and listen to it in its entirety. And I've tweeted it and reposted it, and it posts on its own also. But my apologies for, I guess, the mixture of music. That was not a mix that I purposely did, so I don't know exactly what happened. But some Austin Brown wanted to play Target Practice. So since that song began playing, I want to correct myself. Some of you probably did like I did and searched for the 85, the Austin 85 trailer to play on Music Choice. I have Comcast, so the Music Choice On Demand channel. So I know I searched high and low, newly added R&B, hip-hop categories. I looked everywhere and could not find it. So I tweeted Mr. Austin and another supporter, you know, that supports him. And I said, well, I cannot find it anywhere. I've searched high and low. So he assured me that the 85 trailer will premiere Monday on June the 27th. On Music Choice, so you all will be able to, you know, check it out on Music Choice On Demand. I and with Comcast. So with ever who your, you know, cable provider is, or is that channel is a Comcast channel, though, right? So great programming, and I am so glad. Now the other networks need to go ahead and put 85 Trailer in rotation also. But that is great, so congratulations to him for that. And as soon as I find out when he will appear on Lopez, I'll share with you all that info also. It's in July, but I haven't heard of a date being released. So some of you might have, so if you have, let me know, okay? Okay? So today's topic is about body image, how we view our body. And the music that just played again, some of you might be first-time listeners, that was Miss Sheila Ramsey. And you can tweet her at Sheila Ramsey. And also you can become a Facebook friend of hers at Facebook at Sheila Ramsey. And Miss Janice the Mezzo Lewis can be friended on Facebook also. And her tweet name, if I'm correct, is the Contralto. The Contralto, Contralto. But today we will be talking about body image. And don't hesitate to call me like I ask you to at 1-417-409-0614. About, you know, how do we perceive our body image? You know, body image is the way self-perception and sometimes how we're perceived by others also, but mainly talking about body image is the way we perceive ourselves and our body. This is what I have as a description of the show. If one is satisfied with current weight, need to gain or lose weight, it's important to realize how one really view own body image and the proper channels to live a healthier life. I mean, and the truth is, you can be healthy at any size, any weight. But then, you know, if you know that you can live a healthier life at any size, I mean, it's important to take note and live a healthier life style. You know, some people need to gain weight. I have been in that predicament where I just could not gain weight for anything. I mean, really, most of my teen life, most of my adult life, I have been slender. But, you know, in the past decade, my weight has... I was working hard to gain weight, and then I sure enough gained weight on developing certain parts of my body. So this is a touchy topic to talk about for some people. I will not deny that I am, you know, working on my body image. I'm not unhappy with my body image. I'm glad that God has allowed me to find out what it's like on the other end, because I was happy being slim and slender, but then I was concerned about my health being slim and slender. But I definitely am dealing with weight management, situations. And I'm so glad that my new scales have arrived. I'm talking about my personal story also with dealing with weight management, proper weight management, and how we perceive ourselves. And then in a lot of cases, how other people perceive us on the outside. Sometimes we don't see what some people see, you know, and some people are probably happy, don't see maybe if they're too thin, or some people don't see if they're past being overweight but obese. But then if we're satisfied with what we're at and we feel that we're healthy, then that's cool too. But one thing that's very important is to visit your doctor and to know what's going on. Like I said a few days ago, I need to reschedule my annual physical exam that I have canceled a couple times this year. And I hope to be at a much lighter weight too when I visit my doctor, because last year, you know, she surprised me with the news that she was concerned about my high blood pressure. And I know stress related, and you all probably say, well, you should be the last person to really be, what I've told you all about what caused my brother's death at a very young age. He died from hypertension, a silent killer. Hypertension is stress related, and so on. But that was a surprise. You know, she was like, I have good news. You know, my physical was good, but then I have some bad news. And then, it was about my high blood pressure. So we have to be careful and watch what we eat and how we live and watch out for stressful situations, even good stressful situations, because sometimes we can get too super excited and stress can affect us, you know. I know stories where people have, died from heart attacks. I've been people personally that I know have died from heart attacks because they were too excited about something, a special event or something coming along. So it's important for us to be calm and not demeanor and so on. And this is advice. I'm always getting stuck on that old saying, practice what you preach. You know, I'm a strong believer in that. Let's practice what we preach, you know. So I won't just go rambling. And really, I wanted to share the definition of body image really before I decided to go on and on about talking about my own self-perception of my body image. I mean, I definitely need to lose a good 50 pounds. Really, that's what I need to do. I need to lose a good 50 pounds. Yeah, at the beginning of the year, I did lose a lot of weight, and I really don't know how much, but thank God last week I received my new scales. So I've been keeping track on my scales. I just weighed myself just this week, even though I received my scales last week. And so I need to resume some good, healthy eating habits and then also continue taking advice of professionals and so on. And I had a blast. Was that Monday? I listened in on a call with Black Women Do Work Out. That's a Facebook page that I'm part of. And they talked with Heart and Soul Magazine, and they spoke with Keisha Watkins Kelly of Arlington, who's a Facebook fan of mine, a friend of mine also. I became friends with her when I listened to the call. And you all should friend those sites, those pages also, because they really shared some insight. One of the women that spoke, I believe she works for Heart and Soul, she talked about how, high blood pressure. She had a couple heart attacks due to high blood pressure. But now she's 50 pounds lighter and living a much better life and watching certain things that she eat and so on. But, we know what is right for us and what's good for us and what we can include in our diet and what we cannot include in our diet. So, I didn't know I was just going to be like just blurting out some things, but really that's true. I feel like the same person I felt, weight gain that I felt as a thin person. And I have some like beautiful and handsome friends who are, who are, let's see, certain sizes, but then also your body frame is important and your size. I am 5'2.5". I rounded off to 5'3". Then there's a certain, ever since I was a little girl, I used to always keep track of that. But, the scales, you can Google a scale or look. There are certain sizes and certain weight that we supposed to weigh regarding our frame and our body structure and our height. And at 5'3", I'm getting ready to blurt out how much I weigh. And I want you all to help me. You all give me some advice. Because I'm not a Miss Know-It-All. I mean, I have always been like a workout fitness nut. But I weigh 178. I'm telling this and spreading this word. But see, I don't mind saying it because I know I will lose it. It'll melt off quickly. I naturally have high metabolism, which I know some of you say, yeah, I did too. But if you can stay committed to eating a healthy life that's congruent with you, with your lifestyle, then there's no problem to properly manage your weight or to properly gain weight if you need to gain weight. Because it's hard, you all, when you're on the other end of the spectrum also, when you want to gain weight and you can't gain weight. Now, very seldom you hear people talk about when people have trouble gaining weight. We always talk about when people need to lose weight. I'm talking about this because I know how it feels to have so much trouble in gaining weight. And, you know, really, I find it kind of a blessing for God to allow me to gain, you know, to see how it feels on the other end of, you know, gaining weight. But then, you know, I'm very concerned about my own personal health also, because I need to be at the weight and the size that is important for me and for my well-being. Not too thin, not overweight, but just, you know, proportionate and at the right weight for my height and for my bone structure. And that goes for the same for you. What I'm saying to right now over into, you know, to Blog Talk Radio land and saying to myself, you say the same thing to yourself regarding your own personal needs and wants when it comes to your body image and your perception of yourself and the feedback that you get from others regarding their perception of, you know, your image, because it is very important. I'm not sure how many minutes. I'm working on my time management with my shows. Thank God I have, when I'm through live streaming, I do have 10 to 15 more minutes to talk or to continue interviews if there's a co-host or a guest. So I thank you all. And, oh, I need to thank you all. I'm going to get back to what I'm talking about, but I need to thank you all for your support. I mean, my viewership is inching up to 18K, and the show premiered on March 21st, and I think that is tremendous. And I thank you for your videos and your feedback and your messages and so on, and I look forward to actually talking to some of you all soon when you call in, and those of you who I will be interviewing soon, I'm looking forward to that. And it's just, you know, it's been great. We're upgrading our system. So Monday, we'll be, you know, dealing with a whole new system with Blog Talk Radio. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll be doing a test show on Sunday. Oh, wait a second. I have a caller. Let me see. Who is this? Hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Hello. I have a question about previous callers.
Okay.
Yeah. Have any of your previous callers ever, like, taken their phone and tried to jam it in their ass?
I don't know. You have to talk to other callers.
Would you like to hear me do it?
Thank you. The topic is
would you like to hear me try?
Okay. Well, I'm not sure about that. During our 101 Blog Talk training sections, they told us about people like that like to prank call. So we won't let them take up our time, because body image is very important, and it's an important topic. And the importance of people losing or gaining weight is very important also. It's dealing with one's life. So back to my story, I want to share the definition, because some people might not quite understand what body image is and how important the perception is. And I want to talk about some entertainment news and also some sports news before I conclude the show. And just recently, I don't know if you all seen Nightline this week, and then also on Twitter, ABC has shared a story about a 6-year-old girl who is concerned about her weight. And she lives in Katy, Texas. So I've retweeted, and also I posted it on my blog, Culture Shock Entertainment Report.wordpress, the story, if you haven't seen it. And on Nightline the other night, they were showing pictures of maybe, you know, little girls of different sizes and ages, and they had like a focus group. And the focus group just amazed me of their different perceptions of different girls in their age group. Some of them say, yeah, that girl need to lose weight, or yeah, that girl is okay, you know. So it's amazing. So you all need to check that story out. I heard about it then when I watched Nightline the other night. I mean, it was just amazing how, you know, little kids are really concerned. And this is both genders. And men also, you know, this is not just about women. The story body image is about both sexes, young and old, of all ages, how we perceive ourselves. And you can visit righthealth.com for men, and then, you know, I think just within the past month, a well-known fashion model passed away from anorexia, you know. So we have to deal with illnesses like anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, and not to mention, you know, obesity and different complications with, you know, on both ends. So that's just very important. We're going to talk more and more about it. One reason why I did this show is, you know, to start up a discussion. So we'll schedule future shows where we really, you know, grind in on certain topics of body image. But you can also visit womenshealth.gov/body image, schoollibraryjournal.com/body positive. Schoollibraryjournal.com, and then you can check out bodypositive.com, plannedparenthood.org, health-topics/body image. You can check out those websites. And I will stop live streaming in about 60 seconds. So I'm going to talk about the definition of body image, and also talk about some entertainment and sports news after the show stopped live streaming. So if you want to hear that talk, visit my profile at blogtalkradio.com. Culture Shock Inc., that's KULTURESOKENT -Beth. And you can email me also at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT @yahoo.com. So I thank you very much. And what's up? What's up? Live a fantastic life. Spread love. And just do yourself to be a better person than the day before. That's what's up. So be good, and God bless. And thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Okay, now, the definition of body image. Body image refers to a person's perception of the aesthetics and sexual attractiveness of their own body. But a person's perception of their own body may not correspond to society's standards. The concept of body image is used in numerous disciplines, including psychology, medicine, psychiatry, psychoanalysis, philosophy, and cultural feminist studies. The term is also often used in the media. Across these disciplines and media, there is no consensus definition. A person's body image is thought to be in part of their personal experiences, personality, and various social and cultural forces. A person's sense of their own physical appearance, usually in relation to others or in relation to some cultural ideal, can shape their own body image. A person's perception of their appearance can be different from how others actually perceive them. A 2007 report by American Psychological Association found that a cultural-wide sexualization of girls and women was contributing to increased female anxiety associated with body image. Similar findings associated with body image were found by an Australian Government Senate Standing Committee report on the sexualization of children in the media. However, Other scholars have expressed concern that these claims are not based on solid data. Studies conclude that women are more worried about their body image than men and that their concern can impact on their health. Commentators note that people who have a low body image would try to alter their body in some way, such as dieting or undertaking surgery. Well, that's the definition in Wikipedia, and then there's much more, so you all check out Wikipedia, where they go into just different aspects of body image, back to the diseases that one can get, like anorexia and bulimia, and then, the tragic, the realization of obesity, what can happen with that. And then also, it's great what the First Lady is doing with encouraging people also with eating healthier and managing weight, from kids to adults. So we definitely will be talking more and about body image and maintaining weight and concerns of wanting to gain weight or to lose weight. And please don't hesitate to call in, to message me, email, friend me, and so on, because I really appreciate it, and I thank you so much for your support. But that is what I have to say about body image. I have much more, but like I said, the show's duration is 30 minutes. So let's talk about some other things while we have about 8 minutes left. So I think Mamora Kelly has retired from NASA to spend more time with his beloved wife, Representative Giffords. So their life story should be made into a movie. This is not anything I had planned to say. This is just coming straight from my heart, because that is definitely a love story. The astronaut and the politician, through thick and thin, loving each other and supporting each other. If that's not a supportive couple, I don't know what is. I mean, they are definitely a picture of a supportive couple. I mean, wow, really. So I must shout that special couple out. About to bring tears to my eyes thinking about that couple. Wow. That is just something. And, speaking of NASA, I'm just wondering about the future of NASA. We definitely need to, upgrade our NASA program and our science and space exploration program. So that's a whole other story also. So that should be another topic of the day. So I have shows scheduled, throughout next week. So, check out the schedule. And then I'll be talking about him, plugging the shows also. And plus, remember to support the other blogtalkradio.com hosts and shows also. I must shout out my fellow blogtalkradio.com hosts and producers and also the staffers. We have a Blog Talk Radio training one-on-one later on in the day, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm sure we'll be talking about our upgraded system also. So it's really, they're really a supportive place to be and to host a show. And then if you all are interested in hosting your own show, don't hesitate. And advertising also. I mean, it's really neat, and it's a really fun outlet for many. But also, last night, entertainment-wise, the shows were hot. America's Got Talent was hot. And The Voice is amazing. I mean, wow. Frenchie had me. I love Maroon 5 performance. Blake. I mean, the show was just great last night. That Beverly McClellan, you all know I just loved it when she performed The Thrill Is Gone. But, wow. I mean, they'll do the results show tonight. And so, you all, if you missed it last night, you all definitely have to watch it tonight. So that was really a good show. America's Got Talent was good, too. I mean, does it air tonight also? But, you know, just great. I mean, I just don't know what to say. And then did you all see, I didn't talk about it yesterday, but Mark Cuban and Matrix and JJ on Lopez show Monday night. That was a really great interview. If you missed it, you all can, I tweeted it, and it's on my Facebook page and on my blog page and so on. But that was a really good, interesting interview. Lopez had interviewed JJ and Matrix first, and then Mr. Cuban came out later on, so it was a really neat entrance. And also, you know, his brother Brian has a show also, and I was checking out his promo, his show, blogtalkradio.com show, which is scheduled during the same time that we have our training 101 airs at 12 noon today, and he'll be talking with the fellow that runs Dallas Basketball Sports, or DallasSports.com. So you all check out Brian's show, The Cuban Revolution, at 12 noon here on blogtalkradio.com. I believe at Central Time at 12, and it'll be 11 Eastern. But, wow. So I don't want to miss that live show also. And, you know, they'll be talking about the Dallas Mavs winning the championship and so on. So that is one show that you must not miss. And if you miss it, definitely listen to the repeat by visiting Cuban Revolution's archives, like you visit mine, and check out that interview and the discussion about Dallas sports and the Dallas Mavericks big championship win. Okay? And they'll be talking about the Cowboys and so on. So that should be very interesting. And let's see, what else did I want to talk about before I conclude the program? I have it on, I'm just talking to you all. I have it on Morning Joe, and I'm switching it to Mike and Mike. We have Wimbledon going on. So that's good that Serena is back active and playing after injuries and then the blood clot scare on her lawn. So many prayers go out to Miss Serena and so on. But last but not least, the owners and the NFL Players Association will meet up again today. Was last night the night they did the overnight thing? But I know they're, you know, concluding their meetings today. So I hope they're really, like, working things out regarding an agreement for the CBA, for the collective bargaining agreement. And some of us, you know, might not quite understand what the collective bargaining agreements are. So one day in the near future, we'll do a show also on that, on CBA. And, you know, also in the NBA, they're dealing also with keeping their, you know, they don't want to experience the lockout either. Which I don't think they're going to, I can't say, I really don't know, but I don't think they will go into any type of NFL. This is something that even dealing with everyday life, we know how it is where you have to come to agreements or not, and the importance of that. But it's really important for the NFL to come, you know, to come to an agreement where they can get back to doing daily business. So hopefully they'll be able to share some important information with us. We, the people in the public, very supportive fans and people who work are in sports and who businesses depends on, their local economies depends on NFL. I'm in Mississippi where college sports and high school sports and so on, this is a college, you know, high school, organized sports state. And we're right here at New Orleans, and we're right, you know, not far. We're right in the middle of the major leagues and so on. And we have a minor league baseball team, Mississippi Braves, like I told you all before, which is, you know, affiliated with the Atlanta Braves. So we used to have a hockey team. So I don't know, maybe one day we'll get another hockey team. And we do have a semi-pro football team that's starting a new, I think they're going to start playing in July. So hopefully I'll be able to get them on the air and to talk about, I think they're called the Jackson Juggernauts or something, and get them on the air to discuss their new season and so on, and sports atmosphere in Jackson, in the South, and in, you know, in the U.S. So I thank you all for spending some time and quality time with me. My apologies for that prank caller who called in using a profane word. And may God bless you and yours. And I just thank you for your support and can't thank you enough. And I will end the show the way I began it, with an opera by Miss Sheila Ramsey. Thank you, and same time tomorrow, if God willing, God bless, and be true. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.